Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
So here I am in Las Vegas, and I get phone calls from my 90-year-old dad, and I'm trying to run my business. These are problems that we all have. You know, my 90-year-old dad, my 87-year-old mom, 24-hour around-the-clock care. My daughter just had a baby. So in my head, as I walk through the Consumer Electronics Show 2019, I'm looking at, how do I make my life better? Home care. How does all the electronic world rise to that occasion? How do I make my wife and my family's life better? My daughter and her baby and my son-in-law and my other son, his wife's about to have a baby. How can I make my family's lives better with the world of electronics? Well, there's a lot of things going on. I mean, everything from electronic breast pumps it's like you can wear them while you're walking along. I'm like, what? It's like, you don't know what you're going to see at these places. But one of the guys that, you know, knows the stuff that I'm dealing with in my life, that a lot of baby boomers are dealing with their parents, is, making the home a better, safer place for the parents so they can stay in their home longer and live a safer, better life. So he says, this company, Addison Care, you need to talk to him. I evidently met Tony Dorman, who's the chief executive officer, said that, Tony, you would be a good interview for Entrepreneur, and because of what I'm going through in my life. Can you tell the world a little bit about Addison Care?
First, thank you for having me on. We appreciate it. The show's been great for us. We've been getting a lot of attention, and because this is such a common problem for so many people.
Big time.
We have got 10,000 people having a 65th birthday, and this population that's 45 million strong.
You mean a day?
A day.
Right.
Every 24 hours.
Right.
As soon as we hit that 65 threshold, we see more consumption of medical resources, higher use of pharmaceuticals.
What am I dealing with while you're sitting here with me, by the way, on my phone? I'm dealing with it.
Dealing with it right
literally,
now.
Literally. I'm showing him, look, this is what's going on right now.
Yeah. You're having problems with your dad.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, 91 years old.
And God bless him.
That is a blessing. Yeah.
I mean, we hope he'll make his 91st birthday. He says he's going to make it to 100. But, I mean, it's like, man, it's a job every day. And he has 24-hour round-the-clock care, him and my mom both. It's a job every day.
It is very difficult, and a lot of people don't talk about it, for the caregivers.
Yeah.
And, you know, the majority, there's over 50 million people that are family caregivers.
Yeah, I'm one.
And the stress is incredible. And, you know, when you start getting cognitive decline, I read a statistic in a medical journal that like 46% of the people that are caregiving for somebody that's in severe cognitive decline actually pass
before
the patient.
Oh my God.
From all the stress related illness.
Yeah,
they're not sleeping, they can't focus, they aren't exercising.
Yeah. Described me.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So it's really tough.
So tell us about Addison Care. What do you guys do? How do you make my life better and my parents' life?
We do electronic caregiving. Our company is the Electronic Caregiver Company. And we provide...
What does that mean?
So I've been in the industry of providing technology in homes for security and life safety monitoring for 35 years.
Wow.
And so I've seen a lot.
So you've seen the evolution of this whole thing.
I have. Yeah. We currently provide medical emergency response, medication reminders. We have technology that makes sure that people are active at the beginning and the end of the day so we can see some continuity to their activity. So we've been looking at what the needs of population health and chronic disease management are. And what's happening is that we have 67% of people, and when you look at this group, 65 and older, you see more heart problems, diabetes, the complications of undiagnosed chronic illness and comorbidities.
Yeah,
they're juggling multiple medications for multiple chronic illnesses.
And then taking the wrong ones at the wrong time or taking too much of the right one,
and
which makes it the wrong one.
Sometimes it's such a simple mistake. They take a medication.
Yeah. Forget
and
they
5
took
minutes
it.
Later, they can't remember they took it.
That's right. It's my dad.
And so we have dealt with New Mexico State University, a clinical research program looking at causes of fall, the reasons that people lose their...
My dad fell and cracked his skull.
Yeah, I mean, their functional independence,
literally,
right?
Everything you've said has happened to me.
Yeah, falls are a big thing. They're tied to everything. You got diabetes, you get neuropathy, and you get nerve problems in your feet, you fall.
He's got that, yep.
Stroke.
He had that.
Parkinson.
Yep, got
both
all of that.
Those. Number one medical complication of
okay,
fall.
Enough.
Right? It just keeps... Yeah, so we want to be able to help people in a way that we reduce pain and suffering, extended functional lifespan. And I'll tell you what people really want when they get into their older years. They don't want to be in community living.
They don't.
They want to remain active. They want to maintain their dignity. And they want to live in the home that they're comfortable in, that they love.
Yeah.
And, you know, we become more and more over the years a little more stubborn on our preferences about things. We don't want to be in some place where we didn't pick the carpet and where we have to look at people's choices of silly hats and, you know,
wallpaper or whatever.
So we wanted to make electronic caregiving a joy. We wanted to deal with the problems that physicians and hospitals are having. People come home after a cardiac event or after a diagnosis, and then they're really confused about their care plan. They're going about life. They don't remember things. And we don't want to saddle people up with all kinds of sensors and have to worry about what happens when those go through the wash or they're forgotten to be worn. So we said, let's put a passive system in where they go about their daily living, and we're going to invent a 3D ambient augmented reality virtual caregiver. She's going to be like a Pixar Disney quality character. We're going to put some beautiful screens and place them strategically in the house, kitchen, bedside, living room. And then we've got some state-of-the-art visual sensing, and we don't transmit video out. We're doing, you know, AI processing on the edge in the home. And
is it being monitored?
And we're making assessments,
yeah.
Sure. So
yeah. You
have one little wrist pendant you put on in case as a fail-safe in an emergency. So anywhere around this property, you press this button, you have instant emergency response, right? But here's the distinction. Addison is programmed for your personal plan of care. She knows what diseases you're managing, what medications.
So this, where they go, and here's the screen. Addison is this virtual person or friend.
She is like a friend. She's adorable. I mean, our booth is packed. People are falling in love. The press has been back and forth. It's never been done before.
All right, hold tight. I want to take a break because I have to, because they're going to have commercials run us over. If this is you, if you are me, because you can see how everything you described is me, hang on to the other side, and you're going to find out more about Addison from Tony Dorman. He's the chief executive officer. And we're going to hear his story, because none of this is easy to do. And we're broadcasting today from the Consumer Electronics Show. So you got a big investment on what you're doing out here.
Yeah, significant.
This is all about telling the story and telling it right. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
I'm shuffling through the Texas sand, but my head's in Mississippi.
Listening to Entrepreneur Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
So sitting here in the Las Vegas Convention Center for the Consumer Electronics Show 2019, CES 2019, I can't help but bring my life with me. Our lives travel with us. Whether we put on a big smile and we do our business, no matter what happens, we know what is happening in the background. You know, and in my life, it's, you know, I have a new grandchild. I have one on the way. I have a mother and father that are in the sunset of their life. And so, therefore, I'm searching out better ways for me. Hopefully, you're in that same space. And maybe this can do you some good. If not, this maybe be a little bit of, homework for the future for you. Addison Care, we're talking to Tony Dorman. He is the chief executive officer. You can find them at addison.care. Nice URL. Addison, ADDISON.care. Tony, you were talking about, you know, your virtual friend, Addison, in the home,
she's
in the living room, in the kitchen, in the bedroom. So give us some examples, and then I want a little bit about your story, because none of this is easy. This is a high-tech world.
This is a difficult project. So imagine you're in the home, and you are the person that we're providing care for, okay? It's time to take a medication. Addison will light up on the screen. She lives in your home, but as the scenes come up on the screen, she has her own home. You never know where she'd be, her pottery studio, her kitchen, her library, her living room.
So it makes the person want to go, what's going on over there?
And look at the way her full body gestures, just leans into the screen and says, Miss Caroline, I have it on my tablet here. It's time for you to take three of your medications.
So literally a virtual caregiver.
That you talk back and forth with. Conversational speech, artificial intelligence, augmented ambient augmented reality.
Can you have like a little, if they have that hard hearing, can it be Bluetoothed into a hearing?
Yes, it can. Yes,
nice.
It can.
Because my dad can hardly hear.
Yes, and it also comes up on the screens visually so they can see what she's saying while she's saying it.
So it prints it out a little bit.
Yeah, for the hearing and visually impaired, we've got that taken care of. So she'll invite you into the kitchen. If you say you're not ready yet, she'll snooze the alert. Now, it only snoozes so many times before we get a caregiver involved for wellness check.
Right, right.
But you go into the kitchen, and here's Addison putting pictures and the dosage information on the screen.
Oh, man.
Verifying you're taking your medication. Now, let's say that 10 minutes later, somebody says, I just can't remember. I've taken a medication, and 5 minutes later, couldn't remember, did
Happens
I take it?
Multiple times
Did I
day.
Open the bottle?
Right.
All you have to do is say, hey, Addison, I can't remember. She'll say, that's okay, Miss Caroline. That's what I'm here for. What can I help you with? And you say, I can't remember if I took my medication. She will tell you what you took, when you took it, and when your next reminder is.
Nice.
Here's some really cool stuff. She will engage people for activity. She can identify if a person has a developing change in the way that they move and walk that elevates their risk of having a fall.
Mm.
And she'll call them over, give them a consultation, and help them with a rehab exercise, overcome it. When they follow through on their care plan for 30 days, she begins to excite you. As you get closer, she'll say, we're 3 days away. We're both going to get a gift. And on the 30th day, we've got a gamification piece where all of a sudden she says, Miss Caroline, you've done it 30 days. We've met your weight loss goals. We've kept on track with your medications.
Nice.
And now you finally unlock the points for me to get a new outfit. And she transforms in front of you.
All right. So the question here is, a lot of people are probably thinking, what does it cost? How do I get it? Where do I get it? In order to help you a little bit, if I can, as an entrepreneur, helping you to grow, you know, another entrepreneur, just go to the website, addison.care.
If you go to addison.care, you can pick up information. We deal with a national network of private duty home care companies who then in their areas work with physicians, hospitals, and rehabs.
How old is this company?
We started in 2009 is when I actually established the company. And we set it up.
So you've been
doing
this for a while now. You got a whole decade under your belt.
We set it up.
I got 2 minutes left with you.
Okay.
Give me a little bit about your story. I want to know the toughest part of creating all this. What was the biggest hill you had to climb?
Well, I think there's three things. I think number one, entrepreneurs are sensitive people, and you always have to overcome doubt because everybody's always telling you why things aren't going to work, right? So your confidence is number one. Number two is a big problem, which is getting the right team. You have to learn and have the discernment to know.
You've been reading our magazine, I think.
it's hard to find great people. And once you get great people, you got to be able to keep great people. And, you know, they're different. They have different personalities. You got to work hard to get them to cohesively work together and always maintain mutual respect.
Right.
The last thing is the number one reason they fail. Capital. I mean, this was tens of millions. It was 7 years of clinical research, working with hundreds of providers, screening thousands of patients in academic environments, hospital environments. That's what took 7 years. Now 12 scientific validation studies. We're in another new clinical research program. How do you get the money? Because 1 in 1,000 can get a deal done. You might get 1 in 500 get a term sheet. 1 in 1,000 get funded from a VC. Eight of those don't work.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
So we've raised $36 million. We're going up for another $50 right now at a higher valuation.
Wow.
We did it all through a series of private placement Reg D offerings.
Guys like me.
Our own team.
That are feeling the pain, brother. I guarantee it.
I mean, these folks, we've been approached by VC, but, you know, the problem is some of these equity funds get in. They want you to do the heavy lifting. And then they come in and water down your investors. So we've done everything on our terms. We've been very successful, and it's a great story to follow.
Well, you know what? Congratulations. I am going to, for my parents, check out Addison.care on the web.
All right.
Right. Tony Dorman, keep up the good work, man. We need
Thank you.
I
appreciate you.
Yeah.
And I'm following you on Twitter and Facebook now.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. And, of course, pick up an issue of Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. I got to do my sales pitch. We'll be right back from the Consumer Electronics Show. I'm Alan Taylor, Entrepreneur Weekly.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing, cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared.